0530.
Parafini, makota pela, ya unga wa kastoma, vipiango, na kastoma vipiango.
Zika chitika, musavimperera
Days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Husband allegedly kills a wife after a drinking spree in Amwinlunga. Luano Zamunda Acro Bridge nears a completion. And in African news, heavy gunfire in Somali capital as row over election delay escalates. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. A 35-year-old woman of a Muhozi area in Mwinlunga district has allegedly been murdered by her husband following a domestic dispute after a drinking spree. Northwestern Province Police Commissioner Brighton Siwale identified the deceased as a Florence Intenda. Mr. Siwale says the couple had attended a Mukanda traditional ceremony where they reportedly consumed alcohol before becoming involved in a quarrel. He says the husband allegedly assaulted the woman, who was later found unconscious and rushed her to Chiwoma Rural Health Center, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Police observed that the deceased had a swollen face and abdomen, while the suspect fled the village after learning of her death. Mr. Swale says a manhunt has since been launched and the body has been deposited at Mwinlunga District Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination. Construction works on the Munda Acro Bridge in Luano District have reached an advanced stage, with a completion expected within the next 2 weeks. Zambia National Service Lieutenant Engineer Chiwisa Lupale Makai says engineers from the Zambia National Service, working together with the Road Development Agency, have made significant progress on the project.
Stage has reached. We have made the embankment. We've constructed the four piers and the retaining structure. As of now, we have begun assembling of the Acro Bridge itself, and we'll start launching starting tomorrow. All these works, all in all, we're looking at 10 days or so. In under 10 days, the structure itself and the road will be at least ready for opening, and further guidance will come from command.
Meanwhile, Luano District Commissioner Kelza Meleki has appraised the ongoing works, describing the bridge as a key infrastructure project for the district. Mr. Meleki says that once completed, the bridge will connect the Mukushi Copper Mine community, Chifa Chikupili's chiefdom, and commercial farmers in Miranga Ward, thereby enhancing transportation and economic activities. He adds that the bridge will help unlock numerous economic opportunities and improve access to markets and essential services for local communities.
Development, you can see that they are moving at a good speed according to the way they've just explained, and you're also looking at the job that is really remaining. And it's good that they've assured us that in 10 days' time they'll be able to to do everything. And we can say mid of this particular month we'll be able to have this bridge ready for the public.
Residents of Ashantumbu in Lusaka have expressed happiness over the ongoing tarring of the Ashantumbu Road, describing the project as a major boost to the community. The residents are told a common radio news that the improved road network will ease the movement of goods and services and improve accessibility to the area. They explain that in the past, many taxi drivers were reluctant to operate in Ashantumbu because of the poor state of the road, making transport difficult for residents. The residents have since commended the government for undertaking the project, saying it will contribute to economic growth and improve livelihoods in the area.
President ya to government ya to postpone the mazi aunse vandu okondola maningi tikudzani kuno kusambo mutandu okondola maningi paita mazi kangala maezi yambi kwenze ibeta mazi apa vindu zambongwana bwino monga olomvula lenchizo ntendo kuti kama moto ka kuti mamoto kati yangu onongeka manje apa awe tia mishira mwanzi tia mishira maningi because mama yangu pena ungoka bukinga lindokana manje apa awe mwanzi tia mishira kuri bomo.
Muchinga province has recorded a significant increase in school enrollment, with learner numbers rising by nearly 35% since 2021. Muchinga province principal public relations officer Ruth Mumba says enrollment has increased from 281,329 pupils in 2021 to a record of 379,199 pupils in 2026, representing a growth of 97,870 learners. Ms. Mumba attributes the increase to government interventions such as a free education, the school feeding program, school infrastructure development through constituency development fund, and the provision of desks in schools. She says the provision has also witnessed a sustained growth in female enrollment, with girls outnumbering boys in schools since 2023. Ms. Mumba notes that the rising enrollment figures reflect government's commitment to expanding access to quality education and creating opportunities for learners across the province.
Numbers have soared to a record of 379,199 pupils by 2026, which is a remarkable 34.8% increase of 97,870 learners. This achievement is driven by deliberate and well-funded interventions like the free education, the school feeding program, new infrastructure through CDF. This is the construction of classroom blocks and provision of desks. Notably, 2023 marked a turning point where female enrollment overtook male enrollment, a trend sustained through 2026.
We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi valola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unkankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.
MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zama nekarandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg chihuahua, 170. 50 kg repu, 130.